In the evenings, once it was too dark to collect any more, he would shape them by the fire's glow. On every stick, carefully carving letters to make names or initials, be they mine or his, or the ones of those he'd imagined. And there was a magic to it, cast through the care he afforded each one. There is a reassurance in routine. Each winter day would begin and end, and no matter what came between, the heat of the fire would be there, warming spices and sweet things over it. And a good thing like that could go on forever. The young man came back to us. He had regrown, as though winter had cut him back and here was the spring. Where he had been tender, face round, eyes wide, he was now hardened and square. He emerged from the trees as though he were one of them, and in his hands he held a small, bundled object. He spoke with a warmth I had forgotten, about how he had grown this for a long time, about how it had been gifted to him, about how it had been meant for him, to soothe and to comfort. He carefully unwrapped the object, lifting each binding away from it, revealing an orchid, its petals red and purple and orange. Everything must continue, even when we cannot. Perhaps one of the few things the young man possessed that he had not grown from seed. And for that I understood. And I was grateful.